streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour number 3. Live in L.A., it's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeart Radio. By the way, I'm going to an iHeart Radio radio event with my wife tonight. I don't do a lot of this stuff. I'm like D.B. Cooper. I'm never seen. Dark glasses, hoodie.
It's a musical event?
It's some musical thing, and I'm going to it tonight. It's, you know, all these Grammy musical things, they start at like 2 in the afternoon. I have to get there at like 3. Who gets anywhere at 3?
It's interesting.
So apparently it's a big, Jennifer Lopez is going to be performing.
Oh.
I told my wife last night, I took my wife out, I said, you know, the new me, Joy, what was my New Year's resolution?
Say yes to things.
Say yes to things. I say no to stuff. You want to go to the Dodger game? It's too long of a drive. No. I had a very no decade.
Mm-hmm. A decade of no.
I did a lot of no. Mm-hmm. My son's got that in him too. Genetically, we're no. You want to do this? Nah, that's okay. I'll just work out, have chicken parm, go to bed early. Right. I'm kind of a no guy. I made a New Year's resolution. I want to be a yes guy. Because I had that pulmonary embolism, and I'm like, I got to say yes to stuff. This thing could end in 15 minutes. I got to say yes to stuff. So I'm just trying to own every day now. Like, make today good.
That's a good mentality,
It's Tom. Very hard for me. I'm lousy at
Yeah,
it.
I am the opposite of that.
I'm more big picture, don't live in the moment. I'm terrible at it.
So, I wouldn't say I'm not a big picture person, but I definitely say yes to things.
So, you know the other thing that makes me happy? So, you and I have had some control over our careers.
Yes.
We work hard. And if you're listening to my show, you're driving anywhere in America or you're watching. I'm not saying you love your job. And I'm not saying you always have a great job. But you do have options. Even if you're making $15 an hour at a restaurant, you could quit. You could go work at another restaurant. Where I've always defended pro athletes, and I don't think fans understand it, because fans always go, they make a lot of money. So do attorneys. I mean, so do sportscaster. A lot of people make great money. Salespeople make great money. But Matt Stafford, Russell Wilson, and Matt Ryan, I'm genuinely happy for all three. I thought their organizations We're letting them down. The Seahawks, Russell Wilson didn't falter. Seattle did. Matt Stafford, not his issue. It was Detroit's. Matt Ryan, last 3 years, that organization's a mess. Matt's not. Matt's going to be fine. And this is the one area. I often think whenever there's a dilemma in sports, I always think, okay, I'm going to put myself in the position of the pro athlete.
Right.
What would my ego do? The idea you're Matt Ryan or Matt Stafford and you're not included among, I mean, you're watching these games and you're thinking, I'm better than him, I'm better than him, I'm better than him, I'm better than him. But Matt Stafford's got to sit there for 10 years knowing he was a better high school player than Aaron Rodgers, a better college player, and a better player early in his career than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron gets great O-lines, stability. He gets crap in the same division, and people are saying Aaron's better. And Stafford's thinking, just give me stability. He gets it for 1 year. Aaron, one and done, Super Bowl. I said this yesterday. Matt Stafford's more talented than Aaron Rodgers. He was in high school. He was in college. He was first 4 years in the NFL. And the minute he got a good team, he's much more emotionally functional than Aaron. Aaron may have a more clever arm, but Aaron throws everything off the back foot. Aaron's got some emotional stuff, which I think limits him as a quarterback. I don't think he's a great leader. I think Stafford's a great leader. But I always have sympathy for people in life who get trapped in bad jobs or a bad marriage or a bad job. Even a bad marriage, you can file for divorce. But like, just think about Russell Wilson and Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan's life. They felt trapped.
It's why I always thought the reaction to LeBron James leaving Cleveland was insane. It's like he didn't have any choice.
He didn't have
about where he went.
7 years in Cleveland. They never got him an all-star.
Right.
And by the way, they were bad, so they had good picks. Anthony Bennett. I mean, and then the minute he leaves, go look at their drafts. They butcher those. Like, finally, Cleveland actually has good players. Mobley, and I watched them last night.
Yeah, no, they're a good team now. But at the time, I mean, like, how can you possibly be angry outside of Cleveland, understandably, but outside of Cleveland, how can you be angry at LeBron? He didn't have a choice. You have a choice of where you choose to work. You have a choice of what college you go to. Like, you have choices. He has to go play here if he's going to be a basketball player in the NBA.
I got into a discussion one time. I was out somewhere, and a bunch of young kids, they were like 25, 26 years old. The Warriors had just won a championship with Kevin Durant. And these young guys, I hate Durant. He's a sellout. I said, time out to these young guys as I was lecturing these young Sparkies. I said, you guys are young. You don't understand how it works. I said, what if you worked for a company and you were the most talented person at the company? And for years, your bosses thought somebody significantly less talented deserved the praise, salary, and promotion. And they were all like, oh, that sucked. And I'm like, yeah, that was Oklahoma City. Durant was the second best basketball player in the world to LeBron. And yet Westbrook ran the offense. You had Harden, you let him go for nothing. Nickel and the dollar. Got like nothing out of him. Kevin Durant's like, that's what we get for James Harden. Harden goes to Houston, starts winning scoring titles. The organization won't put their foot down on Westbrook, who's so ball-centric. Kevin Durant sitting in the corner waiting, watching Westbrook feed him the ball with a second left on the shot clock. Damn right Kevin Durant should have left. Absolute. Now, leaving Golden State I thought was foolish. But leaving and saying, you know what, I want a point guard I can play with. I want to go to Steph Curry. I had no problem. I'm still shocked it happened. It almost never happens in sports. But when everybody gets mad at mobility, you can quit your career. You have pro athletes. The NFL's insane. You have to now, and I'm glad players are doing it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers does not have a no-trade clause. He's trapped. They could trade him to Jacksonville tomorrow. Tom Brady, in year 18, could not leave the Patriots on his own terms. It's insane. I could... You know, by and large, after my contract's done, go anywhere. Hopefully I don't leave, but you go anywhere. So the fact that Matt Ryan got traded to a good O-line and Russell Wilson to a really good GM and skills receivers and Matt Stafford, like, I am so happy for talented people who get stuck in crappy situations and can't get out. And almost always in America, we all can. Except pro athletes. pro athletes is, and again, everybody goes, they're highly compensated. Everybody in Silicon Valley is getting rich, and they can move from Google to Apple tomorrow. Lawyers can move from law firms. I can move as a broadcaster. Politicians can change parties. Joe Lieberman did. Athletes, stuck.
I also think that this increased level of mobility, not just with quarterbacks, but obviously quarterbacks is what we talk about most, is going to put more pressure on organizations not to just rest on the fact that, hey, we got Russell Wilson. We'll figure it out. Hey, we have Tom Brady. We'll figure it out. You don't rest on that. You have to stay competitive. You have to stay active and aggressive because you could very well lose this star.
Yeah. Now, for the record, there's a downside to mobility, and that is you could make the wrong choice. I think Kevin Durant leaving Steph for Kyrie was the wrong choice, in my opinion.
Yeah, but you should be, well, should, whatever, it changes the structure of sports, but having that choice is a nice thing to have, which is our point. Like, we all have the choice. We have the ability to make the wrong or right choice. Most athletes don't have ability to make a choice at all about where they're going.
None. Star quarterbacks in the NFL, two of them, Deshaun Watson, actually Garoppolo may have it too. I don't know. Russell Wilson had it. Deshaun Watson had it. Maybe Mahomes, I don't think so, had the ability to say, no, I'm not going to go to that crappy team. Seven players in the entire National Football League, seven have the ability to just say, you can't send me there. You now, like Russell Wilson basically said, I want to go to Denver. Now, does it limit Seattle a little bit? A little, but they still got two firsts, two seconds, two starters. It doesn't totally limit you. Denver doesn't know you're the only team they want to go to.
Well, because if you're that big enough of a star, you're going to have a market that's going to be competitive anyway.
That's right. But to me, it's always a good day in sports when Stafford can go to the Rams, Russell can go to Denver, and Matt Ryan can go to Indy. That's a good day in sports where people who are trapped in bad situations. Russell Wilson was trapped. The O-line sucked. The running game's not good.
Defense.
They have not had a big-time draft in 7 years. Like, I'm sorry, he was trapped. He was the life preserver on a sinking ship. That defense has gone from bad to awful the last 3 years.
I know it's not always the best for fans because it's, you know, it feels a little elitist.
Yeah.
But I just try to remind everyone this is what they do for a living.
Yeah, it's their job.
Like, this is literally their job. Just like whatever it is you do for a living, this is what they do for a living. Like, it's their job. This is what they have to do every single day. If you had to go to a job that you absolutely hated where everyone around you wasn't supporting you and people were undervaluing you and you were being blamed for everything even though you're the best talent in the building, you would be frustrated too.
Yeah, and people will say you're out of touch because we can't let you're not LeBron and you're not Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Well, that's the other thing that I always say is like, yes, it can feel like it's this avalanche of guys leaving and asking out, but
they're not really.
Baker Mayfield was number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, asked to be traded. They said no. So it's not for everybody.
By the way,
if you're the best of the best, then you can ask to do that.
LeBron would have never left Cleveland if the organization had their you-know-what together.
Right. We know that because he went back.
He would never have left. He left because management screwed him. Michael Jordan retired. Why? Because management was screwing him. In the end, I mean, if you look at all this stuff, Brady would have never left New England. He looked up and thought, we don't have a single elite playmaker. Russell Wilson would way prefer staying in Seattle. Giannis did choose Milwaukee. Why? Because they stole Chris Middleton in a trade. They made a great trade for Drew Holiday. They got Brooke Lopez. They got a coach who's competent. Like, Damian Lillard doesn't want to leave. Kevin Durant didn't want to leave. A lot of when you look at Steph Curry, Draymond Green, they never want to leave. They don't have to leave.
Right.
So when you find all this mobility, it's overwhelmingly one reason. They don't think the people upstairs are competent. Nobody. John Elway never wanted to leave Denver. He had Mike Shanahan and the Bowen family. He never left. He never left. Joe Montana didn't want to leave the Bay Area. Brady didn't want to leave New England. Russell didn't want to leave. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is frustrated as heck, and even he stayed. He deep down Aaron in Green Bay doesn't want to leave. If he did, he could. He could have forced a trade. He was like, no, I'd rather stay here. I can kind of hide here, do my thing, got my place in Malibu, middle of the country. I invested in the Bucks. I mean, Aaron's had options. In the end, even Aaron Rodgers, fancy LA cool guy in tiny Green Bay, would rather stay. Matt Ryan doesn't want to leave. But in the end, management did him no solids. The organization now is a mess. I am supporting millionaires. I just think it as sports fans, we don't consider one of the more frustrating things in any of our lives. I've told you before, I'm professionally claustrophobic. That's why Fox is good for me. They never... The idea of being trapped, and again, management here lets me do my thing, but that is something that's real, and I have such sympathy for anybody in America who is stuck with a bad boss and can't get out. It stinks. It's the pits.
It's similar to being in a bad marriage. Like, it's not that easy. And you have to do it every day.
And a lot of people don't get divorced because they don't have the finances.
Right.
Like, they're like sitting there, I got kids, the finances, I don't want to live in an apartment by myself, I'm 53 years old, so you can get trapped there too. It's a miserable life.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA, by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Today, players are arriving in Birmingham, Alabama to get ready for the start of the USFL season. The anticipation is building as we are just 25 days away from the beginning of this innovative new league. The inaugural season kicks off on April 16th with a battle between the New Jersey Generals and Birmingham Stallions, airing on both Fox and NBC. Can't wait.
Greg, we haven't talked to Greg Jennings, former Packer, since Devontae Adams bolted on the Packers, and he joins us live now. Okay, let me just start with this. I was shocked he left. Were you surprised? Were you surprised he left?
Yes. Yes, I was surprised. And then I started to be reminded of who the Packers are and what their history has always told us. They're all about creating and developing their own guys. And yes, they developed Devontae Adams, but once you hit that 7-year mark, it's pretty much, you know what, you're going to be knocking on our door for a new contract. We're going to retool by the draft and making sure we develop guys so that we don't really have to pay top dollar for who we all consider to be arguably the number one receiver in all of NFL. I lived it myself personally, and I just thought, honestly, Devontae Adams was the exception because he is the number one receiver in all of football. And when you think about Aaron Rodgers coming back and why he would decide to come back versus retire or go elsewhere, you would think that Devontae Adams had a huge role to play with that. But it looks at, well, we obviously know that that is not the case. But I'm excited for him because he gets to play with a longtime friend with a franchise that has great history on the West Coast. So Devontae's going to do some special things with Derek Carr. I think he'll make Derek Carr better as well.
How do you think – I mean, I don't want to ask you to read Aaron Rodgers' mind, but this morning they don't have a number one receiver. They do not have a number two receiver. They don't. I talked to an executive this weekend that said their threes are fours for the Rams or Tampa. What do you think goes through his head this morning?
We got to surround ourselves with better talent. But that's always been the focus of the Green Bay Packers. It's interesting because as Aaron Rodgers has been the face of that franchise and he's kind of carried the load, they've always figured that they can get by with just allowing Aaron Rodgers just to make everybody else better.
Right.
Well, he's on the latter end of his career. And although he's coming off of back-to-back MVPs and playing well, his little rhythm is different. The chemistry has to be there. So they're gonna supplement what they need by way of draft. And hopefully they grab somebody here in free agency. I mean, a lot of attention is being garnered to a guy like Jarvis Landry. He's smart. He can catch the ball. He can get open.
Yeah.
He's physical. He can do a lot of things if you can get the ball in his hands. And he's a healthy guy. He got injured one time, and all of a sudden, oh, he's old. He's injury prone. But I think the Packers will be okay. I just need to see who they're going to target. And they've never been one to go in that first round and go fishing for wide receivers.
Nope.
But something tells me they got to make that decision this year.
There's a receiver for Ohio State. Now, Aaron has developed relationships with Jordy Nelson or Devontae Adams, but it took 2 and 3 years to get there. To ask him to go get a number one out of college and make him a star, Aaron's not going to do that. That's not his history tells me it takes him time to develop that kind of trust. The kid at Ohio State, do you think he's good enough to walk in and be a one in the NFL? What do you see?
Chris Olave, it's Colin, you got to understand, when it comes to playing receiver in the National Football League, a lot of times it's predicated on where you end up. And for me, Chris Olave, he checks a lot of boxes. He's smart. He can blow the top off. He's a great route runner, and he understands what you're expecting of him at the receiver position. That all bodes well when your quarterback is arguably one of the best to ever do it. So when I see young receivers that can come in, the Packers have always tried to find those gems that are really ready to step in and perform day one. And Chris Olave is one of those guys.
For the record, quarterbacks can make a receiver, obviously. Allen Robinson's been with the Bears for years. I want to ask your opinion on this because I told a friend the other day, I said, people have no idea how good Allen Robinson is. They have no idea because it was, you know, it was Trubisky and it was Justin Fields. Okay, you tell me, Allen Robinson, what do you see with the Rams?
He's great. He is awesome. He was great with the Jacksonville Jaguars when we didn't know and didn't care who his quarterback was. He was great with the Chicago Bears when we didn't know and we didn't care who their quarterback was. The thing that interests me about this pickup by the Rams is when you think about Matthew Stafford, prior to him getting to the Rams, he has always had a bigger receiver that can go up and get those 50-50 balls. Calvin Johnson, Galladay, even Marvin Jones Jr., those type of receivers that can bail him out, if you will, when he has those moments where he just, I got to go deep. I got to do something with the ball. Allen Robinson has always been a great route runner, one of the best at contesting, contested catches, and going up to high point the ball. When you watch his footage, it's something that is highly underrated. He goes up and contests or high points the ball for quarterbacks, and quarterbacks absolutely fall in love with guys like that.
Yeah. By the way, CeeDee Lamb, Dallas, they say he's a number one. Do you see a one?
They say he's a number one because he has no other choice. I see him as a number one in the near future. I didn't see it coming this soon. I think Amari Cooper covered up a lot of what we know and seen of CeeDee Lamb. And I'm not saying he's not a great receiver, but when you think about number ones, Colin, you know this, you've been covering sports for since I was born. But when you think of number one guys garner all the attention, not only from opposing defenders, but from defensive coordinators. What does that mean? That means that the defense is predicated on stopping you. And so when you've never driven in that lane, think about Juju Smith-Schuster when Antonio Brown was the number one and everybody was like, well, they got Juju. He can be the number one. And then Antonio Brown is gone. And what happened to Juju? He was not a number one receiver. I'm not saying that CeeDee Lamb, I think his ceiling is a lot higher. He has a lot more upside. But when you're asking a guy to go from a slot, predominantly slot receiver, a guy that doesn't have the number one corner on you, following you everywhere because of Amari Cooper and what he provided you, it's a different task and a tall order to ask for a young receiver. I think he's capable. He has no choice but to do it. And I'm looking forward to see what he brings to the table this year for the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I'm going to circle back to Aaron. Do you think, my guess is Aaron knew Devontae was getting traded a week before he got traded. I don't believe when you look at the history of Aaron in the front office, they said, hey, Aaron, we just traded Devontae. I don't believe that happened. Do you?
Yeah, when I think about Aaron Rodgers and what he knows, what he doesn't know, what he discloses, what he keeps undisclosed, like, I honestly don't know if I believe anything that comes out of his mouth. And he's a great player, tremendous player. But he, in my opinion, it's about him. And it's been about him. He's a great teammate from what everybody says. He was a great teammate when I was there. Leadership style is different. But what you're going to get is an individual guy that can make plays with his arm and make guys better. And so regardless, we've seen his record without Devontae Adams. They still obviously believe that they can be a successful team without Devontae Adams on the football field. In large part has to do with that guy right there, Matt LaFleur. His ability to scheme and get guys open. He's changed the way Aaron Rodgers has had to play. It's not solely on his shoulders and his ability to make throws and force the ball into windows. It's about matchups and getting guys open, and there aren't many that can do it better than Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, interesting. Jarvis Landry to the Packers. That would be an interesting fit. All right, Greg, we got to run. Good seeing you, bud.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Buy your next car from anywhere you want. How about Driveway.com? 25,000 new and used vehicles. Check it out. Auto done easy. No haggle prices. Driveway.com. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I think Garoppolo's next team is still up in the air. I was convinced that the market for Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be much, much bigger. Yeah. I do think that it shrunk significantly after the surgery news because
not going to throw
already,
for 4 months.
Right, and he's already a very injury-prone quarterback. John Lynch is reportedly telling interested teams that they have an offer of 2 second-round picks for Jimmy G.
I don't believe that. I do not believe that.
I mean, if you're... We have GMs on sometimes. This would be an interesting question to ask them. If you're a GM, can you lie?
Yeah.
Like, you can lie like that?
You and I can't lie on the air, but they can. Yeah.
I mean, but you're lying to other teams. Like, a little bit of deception in games and smoke screens is one thing. But, like, to write out lie about what you have an offer? Because don't other people know other people from other teams? Can they verify that? Like, isn't there some sort of a trust system between other teams?
You get more based on leverage. So if I'm Carolina and you say, all right, we'll give them to you for 2 twos, I'd say, you know, I'll give you 2. I'm not giving you back-to-back year 2s for a guy that can't throw for 4 months and has injury history. I just don't think the Niners have the leverage. And everybody knows the Niners have Trey Lance. So
I do think that they're, I don't know. I just think it would be strange. Like, if you're out here making deals with other teams, I don't think you can just lie about what the offer is.
Okay, I'll give you an example. You be the Niners.
Okay.
And I'm random team on Jimmy Garoppolo. So you call me, ring, ring. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's John Lynch.
Hi, John, what's going on?
I would like to trade Jimmy Garoppolo to you.
All right, I'll give you a second round pick.
Well, I'd love to do that because we're friends, but I have an offer already for 2 second-round picks, and, you know, obviously we're trying to get the most for him.
Well, yeah, if you like him so much, why are you trading him?
Because we drafted Trey Lance.
Well, you don't know if he's any good yet, so that's, I mean, to be honest with you, you have a stacked roster, and you could only win 1 playoff game. Well, 2.
Conversation's not going well. No, I think Jimmy Garoppolo has value.
I think I have leverage if John Lynch calls me.
No, I do think you have.
You're trading a guy.
Well, you don't have leverage because if you're picking up the phone, you need a quarterback. And Jimmy Garoppolo is clearly better than the quarterback you have if you're picking up the phone. No?
Well, I could say I picked up the phone because I was in my office and it rang. Sometimes you just pick up the phone. I've picked up.
All right, well, quit wasting my time, random team. I got to go make this deal for Jimmy Garoppolo because somebody out there wants to give me 2 second-round picks for him.
2 second-round picks for a quarterback that can't throw for 4 months.
Played in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Jesus.
He's had a lot of success, a lot of wins. He just, you know, we know what it is with his injury history a little bit. That's why we decided to go with the young guy, Trey Lance. We feel like he's ready, but Jimmy's a great locker room guy, and we'd like to do right by him, and I think he'd bring a lot of value to your organization. You take a look at the guy you got in there now? I mean, good luck to you.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I think two second-round picks is kind of steep for him at this point as well. I'm just saying I don't know how you can – I think there has to be some sort of a trust honor system with these deals.
Oh, God, no.
No,
executives lie worse than salespeople. I mean, you know the old joke. You can tell when salespeople are lying because their lips move. Same thing with NFL executives.
But once you break that – once you break I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I think you got to have some sort of an honor system there. So as things stand right now, Drew Lock is in line to be the starting quarterback for the Seahawks next season, and he is happy to have a chance to start over with a new franchise.
I was ready for something to happen, and then when I found out that this is what happened, I was really, really excited. Excited for a fresh start, excited to come in and compete for a starting job, and nothing has been promised as I would want. I'd want them to come in here and tell me I need to earn it, tell me I need to come in and work, tell me I need to come in and compete. I need to play well. There's a lot of things that I need to do to show this organization that I should be the one taking those snaps, but right now nothing is promised.
I like that. That was good. I'm not a huge fan, but that was a good performance.
I thought he said all the right things. Good performance.
Well, I mean, it is performing. When you step to the mic as a franchise quarterback, you're performing. You have to say the right stuff.
Yeah. Well, then I agree with you. That was a good performance. DK Metcalf is on the Drew Lock hype train. He said, let's chill on the Drew Lock slander.
No, he's got an arm. Drew's athletic enough. If you just put Drew and Baker together, Drew is a better athlete. He was a very good basketball player. And Drew's got an arm. Drew's got a lot of Jay Cutler, where Drew's issues Drew. And he was a little cocky. He's a little too casual.
I mean, I just think he's a little unreliable and reckless. He completed 57.9% of his passes with 18 touchdowns and 17 interceptions.
Yeah, with
a lot of weapons and a great organization. So, I mean, I was with you. I kind of bought into Drew Lock for a second
here,
there as
here's
well.
Here's my question to you. If you're Seattle, if your scouts are telling you Drew's got a better arm than Baker and he doesn't have any injuries, let's just go with Drew. If we're bad,
I don't see the points in Seattle bringing in Baker
because
Mayfield.
Drew Lock costs you nothing. So
costs nothing. And Seattle, he's excited. He's a young guy.
I'm talking my because I think Baker's market is Seattle. I don't know if I just don't go, and I don't think Drew Lock's a playoff quarterback, but I don't think Baker is in that division either.
I'm with you. I don't. If you are not bringing in somebody who's going to get you to the playoffs or win playoff games.
So who cares?
What are you doing?
What's the
you
difference?
You have so many other holes on your roster that you need to be concerned
I can win
with.
Six. If I feel my scout, I feel like I can win six with Drew or seven with Baker. I take the cheap guy and move off him in a year.
I agree. He also is switching his number
to what? Yeah, he is
to two because he doesn't want to disrespect Russell Wilson's legacy.
Okay, so
in
I will tell you that that's not a little thing.
No, I think it's very smart.
Okay, because the knock on Drew was in Denver. I have it sourced. A little too cocky. They thought he was a little juvenile. They thought he had a really good arm. That's why they kept giving him a shot. They thought he had a really good arm. They thought Drew's biggest problem was Drew. So if he comes in, he's humble. I'm going to switch jerseys. Maybe Drew sat down with his parents, his agent, and because this is what Baker needs to do. Stop trying to win the press conference. Say stuff that's good beyond you. And Drew Lock, by saying, hey, I'm not going to take Russell's number. That wins a lot of people in the room. Because Russell's got a lot of fans in that locker room, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it was a really smart move. I'm with you. I don't see the point in making a trade for Baker unless you feel like he's the future. Which,
and I don't think they do.
Yeah, why would
you think
that?
So what's the point?
Yeah. So Matthew Stafford was very happy when the Rams signed free agent Allen Robinson. He said he's been a fan of Robinson's for years and can't wait to get on the field with him.
His ability to go up and make catches over guys, around guys, whatever it is really special. I've seen it up close and personal. But at the same time, you know, for a guy his size, I think he does a great job of separating too. You know, there's quite a few times where he's doing a great job, whether it's at the line of scrimmage or, you know, at the top of his route where he's transitioning and doing a great job of creating space for the quarterback as well. So I think you get the best of both worlds when it comes to that with him. But I'm just, you know, eager to get out there and get to work with him and you know, see what it's like throwing to him.
I love this move for the Rams. I'm also really happy for Matthew Stafford. I was very critical of him at the end of the season and very skeptical about how things were going to go. And I absolutely love that he's just showed up and completely taken over the franchise.
You know, the Rams looked at it, and most teams would have stayed with Robert Woods. And the Rams thought, we feel like it's a little bit of an upgrade. Let's go get him.
I mean, if you look at what Allen Robinson did with the quarterbacks that were throwing to him, you have to imagine that is going to improve when you have Matthew Stafford as your quarterback now. Like this, the scout on Allen is the same everywhere.
Allen's going to be.
He elevates other players at a position that is dependent.
Think about
that. That should tell you about how good he really is.
Tyler Higbee, Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, OBJ, Van Jefferson, and they drafted two receivers. I wouldn't be shocked. They have 8 draft picks. I think the Rams will draft another receiver.
I don't think you can be too deep at receiver in today's
NFL. Neither do I.
It's a long season.
And Green Bay doesn't have a 1 or a 2. I mean, seriously, it's like a thing. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
When's our first baseball game? When we got a baseball game here? You know, I've told you this before. You know how there are certain franchises that really aren't that popular, but they dominate Twitter?
Yeah.
Like the Cleveland Browns. They dominate Twitter because they're so loud. The New York Mets, I have to literally block people because the New York Mets.
You block people?
Well, I mute them.
Oh, okay. I'm a huge blocker. I love blocking people. I get a sick satisfaction, actually, out of blocking people because I know it means so much to them. That their whole day revolves around randomly commenting on my posts.
I got
so when
blocked.
I block them, I get really
about a year ago.
About it.
I went to somebody's Twitter and they blocked me, and I'm like, I'm not even sure I know them. I was all worked up. I don't think I slept well. I'm like, somebody hates me, and I don't even know them.
I generally don't wonder why if someone blocked me. I get it.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA, by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Endless hot water, easy on the environment. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com. Check out a Navi and 15-year warranty. So we were talking about how the league, that's just, there's a cultural change in the NFL, is that there was always sort of an understanding in the NFL, you got to get a quarterback, then you protect him, you got to have pass rushers, you can win with running and defense, and we're just seeing over and over and over all the rule changes, and the quality of wide receiver talent in high school, college, and the pros is completely exploding. I said this the other day. I was looking at California high school recruiting about a month ago. Of the top 100 players, 30 are wide receivers. Players now want to be quarterback or wide receivers where all the money is. You can't hit wide receivers, right? You can still hit running backs. Kids don't want to be running backs. You don't get a second contract. So kids have always led cultural changes in fashion and music, and I think in sports. As Bill Parcells says, you know, you're as good as what college football gives you. College football is giving the NFL in the last 3 or 4 years like 30 receivers, often a Jamar Chase or a Justin Jefferson. They walk in, they're just stars. They're the best player on your football team. And so weapons, I always considered receivers icing on the cake. They're a big part of the cake now. In fact, after quarterback, there's an argument to be made. They are the second most important thing. Edge rushers, probably third, or an Aaron Donald. So I was thinking this morning just how good the quality of skill people are. I'm talking wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, not quarterbacks. Offensive coaches now. We have a trend the last 3 years. Defensive coach is getting fired. Offensive coach replaces him. So these are my 10 best skill sets, skill groups in the NFL. So number 10 would be the Vikings, and I probably have them low. Dalvin Cook is arguably, I mean, three straight 1,000-yard seasons. Argument to be made, best running back in the NFL. Justin Jefferson's arguably, here Jamar Chase, best young receiver. Adam Thielen is always open. Irv Smith Jr., excellent tight end. So now they get an offensive coach in Kevin O'Connell. So expect the Vikings. I think they're going to win their division this year. They just signed Za'Darius Smith, by the way, linebacker from the Packers. I think this team is ready to pop. It's a new time. Kirk Cousins has great weapons and finally an offensive coach. Nine would be the Steelers. Now, their young tight end and Najee Harris are really good. Najee Harris led all rookies last year with rushing yards and 7 touchdowns. And that was with not a great offensive line. So he's going to have a better year because they have massively upgraded their offensive line and they have a quarterback who can move. So Najee Harris, if you're a fantasy football fan, is going to have a very good year too. Deontay Johnson had a great year, career high in receptions with 107. So they've got a number one. Their young tight end, Pat Freiermuth, is a star, Penn State kid. So I love their weapons. Number eight, the Browns. Now the knock is they had their receivers had the fewest receptions in the NFL last year, but they have now added a legitimate one in Amari Cooper. I think they're going to be able to wrestle Jarvis Landry back. That would give him a two. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, to me, are the best running back tandem in the NFL. And David Njoku, Baker didn't throw to him. I think he's fantastic. So I think if they re-sign Jarvis Landry, and that's the guess today, I'd put him at eight. Bills at seven, because I think Devin Singletary is an underrated running back. He had 7 rushing touchdowns last year. I didn't think they gave the ball enough to him. They just added Jamison Crowder, who when healthy is excellent. Dawson Knox led all tight ends with 9 touchdown catches last year. He's fantastic. And Stephon Diggs is virtually uncoverable. Patriots can't figure out how to do it. So I think I've got a star tight end, a playmaking wide receiver, Jamison Crowder in, Cole Beasley out, and I think Singletary and Moss are underrated. Number six, I'd say the Rams. First of all, Allen Robinson's better than Robert Woods. I hate to break it to you. And Cooper Kupp just won the Triple Crown. Cam Akers, when healthy, is a top 10 running back. Van Jefferson's a top three. And Tyler Higbee, again, he gets lost in this offense. Tyler Higbee's injury really, people forget this. They didn't have Tyler Higbee or OBJ in the second half of that Super Bowl and won. I don't think the game's nearly as close with them. And what really separates them is Cooper Kupp is the greatest volume wide receiver in league history, so he has to be either doubled or bracketed, which makes Van Jefferson and Allen Robinson really good 3 and 2s respectively. Number five, the Broncos. A lot of this is, now I'm not counting Russell Wilson. I don't think people get how good Javonte Williams is at running back. He is a stud. There's another fantasy football, Javonte Williams. Also, I think Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, and Cortland Sutton are, I mean, if Jerry Judy's your three or Tim Patrick is your three, watch out. They got rid of Noah Fant. They like the backup, who's a kind of a basketball-like vertical tight end. Denver at five. Number four, now we're getting into the really good stuff, the Raiders. I think I may have them low. Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams leads the NFL with 1,500-plus yard games in the last couple of years. Hunter Renfrow, arguably best slot in the league. Josh Jacobs is fantastic, and that's with a bad offensive line on the right side. Colton Miller's a good left tackle. The rest of it's kind of a mess. And I think Darren Waller, when healthy, is the second best tight end in the league to Travis Kelce. Number three would be the Bengals. They just got Hayden Hurst at tight end. Fantastic, because they lost their tight end. Joe Mixon, top five back, power runner, smells the end zone. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, offensive coach. If they don't get open, they scheme them open. So I thought Hayden Hurst was a nice pickup. And I think Joe Mixon, because Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase are so prominent, people forget how good Joe Mixon is. Joe Mixon's a stud at running back. Number two, I'd go Tampa Bay. They got Leonard Fournette back. Best receiving corps probably in the league. Russell Gage, now with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Cameron Brate's a very productive tight end. Gage gets lost a little bit in the NFL because Atlanta is kind of under the radar. Really, really nice player. And Lenny Fournette, always good in big spots. And I think I have to give the Chiefs number one. I don't think it's by much, just because Travis Kelce's the best tight end. Tyreek Hill is a guy you got to double. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, very strong. And they just added Juju Smith-Schuster. Now, again, as a three with Andy Reid's schemes and Patrick Mahomes, Juju's a great three. When they drafted him, they thought he was a one. He's not a one. I don't think he's a two. But again, you put Van Jefferson or a Juju Smith-Schuster at a three, never double covered, going to be wide open. You'll scheme him open with McVay and Andy Reid. That's the best skill group in the NFL. Hustler Turf Brand Lawn Care Pros, six decades love. HustlerTurf.com, 1,400 dealers nationwide. We're done talking for today. Speak for Yourself is next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.